Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD, iHeartRadio. You can download us anyplace. It's the best medical news of the week. I'll give you an example in just a second. But especially what it means to you, that is how you can use it to live at the top of your curve. By the way, you'll want to listen to the guest segment. The guest segment this week is Dr. Michael Schau, who is from Swedish Covenant Hospital in Chicago, talking about varicose veins, how they come about, and how you can prevent them and treat them. He gave a great interview. But now, the latest news of the week. This is a fun one to start with. The FDA blocks consumer sales of pure or near pure bulk caffeine, and also warns about green tea supplements from the European Union version of the FDA. What's that all about? And does it mean we have to avoid coffee? I told you last week, coffee is good no matter what the California judge required. Coffee is a healthy thing. You're going to want to think about it. The second story of the week is, and by the way, you're going to want to make sure you don't overdose on caffeine from bulk caffeine or from green tea supplements. And we'll tell you what overdosing on that means in a few minutes. But those are important. And remember, the key point on this is when they say it's got a lot of antioxidants, like green tea supplements, it doesn't help you much at all. It's the antioxidants inside your cell, which are called glutathione, SOD, and catalase. Now, it turns out that coffee and caffeine and theophylline increase glutathione a little bit, but exercise, just walking 30 minutes a day, does much more at boosting your antioxidants than if you drank 4 cups of coffee or 8 cups of green tea a day. So you get a lot more from just a little physical activity. Second story, 95% of the world's population is breathing unhealthy air. What can you do about it? Are there plants you should put in your home that help your home stay clean? And the answer is yes. I love golden pathos. Liver transplants are better all around when you hold the ice. We'll tell you what we mean by that and what it means for you. Not just a problem for boxers like Muhammad Ali. All concussions, even those from soccer or water, synchronized water aerobics. Yeah. That's the leading cause of concussion in women, teenage women, is practicing synchronized water sports. Apparently, they get kicked with it, and there are a lot of concussions. I didn't realize that that was such a large cause of problems. How pot smoking may hurt the teenage brain, and clean endoscopes are often contaminated. Does that mean you shouldn't have a colonoscopy? Well, when should you have a colonoscopy? What time of day is best? Yeah, there's a chronobiology to getting a colonoscopy, which helps prevent infections, just like there is. And believe it or not, you want to eat and have your colonoscopy at the same time of day. That is the earliest time in the day. We'll come back to that in a second. Okay. Let's go and talk about the stories that are making news and what they mean to you. The first, Americans, 10% less opiate prescriptions in 2017 from 2016, according to IQVA. IQVA is the leading firm that analyzes and gets data on prescriptions in America, 10% less on opiates. Why? Well, both docs are being limited. That is, we're being hassled and told we can't give more than 3 days out, and we have to check a database when we prescribe them. Those are great things, and they're now getting much more automated in the in the electronic medical record. So those are wonderful things that are happening to us, and because of that, actually, we're prescribing less and patients are more weary. Can I use aromatherapy? Can I use XYZ instead of opiates? Can I avoid the sleeping pill and opiate so I don't have the two together? And both sleeping pill prescriptions staying about the same, but opiates down 10%. That's a great thing over the last year. My guess is it will be even a greater reduction. That's a way of avoiding abuse of drugs because the drugs are so good now. Also getting the older drugs. If you want an opiate, ask for morphine or ask for Demerol or ask for one of the older opiates. They're generic. They're cheaper. And in addition, because they have some dysphoric side effects, you're not as likely to get addicted to the newer ones. The newer ones, and some of these, like fentanyl patch, 80% of the fentanyl is still left on the patch when you're through with it, kind of hazardous, if you will. Next story of the week is, and by the way, so have to, when you take off a patch, make sure you do flush it down the drain. Don't let it sit on the table. Kids think it's Band-Aid. Put it on. There's one death every 2 weeks from a kid putting on an opiate patch that his mom or dad had taken off, or grandma and grandpa had taken off. Romaine lettuce, yeah, there's E. coli, second outbreak in 2 years. I don't know what to do with it other than to tell you, really wash it well. You wash it with baking soda in a salad spinner, dilute salad spinner. All fruit and vegetables, I think you do this twice and then wash it with plain water twice, salad spinning it out. I do a third wash. And I love romaine lettuce, but there are lots of kinds of lettuce, so keep eating lettuce. But I guess you're going to have to go non-romaine for at least a couple weeks, and then you go back to romaine. And I don't know what to say because these are multiple different places. One in Colorado last year, one in Arizona this year. I don't know what to say other than wash your lettuce well. There was a 200 million egg recall from Rose Acre Farms in Seymour, Indiana, because of salmonella. Remember, don't wash your chicken. What you want to do is cut it and really heat it well, over 165 degrees. And so that means it's hard to get that high in a microwave oven. It doesn't. You got to cook it non-microwave. Biggest story, the FDA blocked sales of pure near bulk caffeine to consumers. Consumers somehow they say, if a little caffeine is good, a lot is better. They put it in their smoothies, bango. They get heart arrhythmias, they get constriction of blood vessels, they get liver damage. Same with too many green tea supplements. Wonderful in small amounts. Wonderful when spaced out over the day. 8 cups of coffee, 12 cups of coffee if you're a fast metabolizer. 82 to 88% of us are. That decreases cancers, it decreases Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, decreases type 2 diabetes, but too much at once, you die. So that's why they're doing this. The European Union did it with tea supplements, green tea supplements. Get it from the real food. The real food is better than the supplement in this case. How about overall hospital deaths? Well, I'm not going to talk about this, but I do want to talk before we end about colonoscopy. Colonoscopies, it turned out they took three different hospitals and they looked at colonoscopy equipment that was, quote, cleaned in the right way. These hospitals all had Joint Commission accreditation, all had, two of them had very high grades. That is, were given excellent grades on their, if you will, cleaning of colonoscopies. One was given a pass, but two got excellence, the highest grade on this way of cleaning. And 83% of their colonoscopy equipment was contaminated by bacteria in one. 29% in another, a large number. How do you get it? Well, you want the driest equipment that's had the longest period of cleaning. We think that's first case in the morning. So if you're going to schedule a colonoscopy, try and get the first case in the morning. And my guess is this observation and us physicians studying ourselves, trying to get better, this will cause us to revise the program and revitalize. So probably you're going to get the cleanest colonoscopy equipment you ever had right now. The next story I want to talk about is generic fish oil capsules don't help dry eye symptoms. What? You want to get DHA or omega-7. That is fish oil capsules that have EPA and other oils in them. Probably don't work, but in the early studies, both DHA and omega-7 help dry eye. We're waiting more data on omega-7. That is omega-7, you want to get the Provenol variety. Yeah, I was on their advisory committee. I'm no longer on it, but Provenol is a brand of omega-7 that's purified from fish, which is what you want it. You want it from fish, but you want omega-7, and you want DHA from fish or algae. Those two things, those specific things, and you want 410 milligrams of the 420 milligrams, sorry, of the omega-7, and you want 900 milligrams a day of the DHA, one or the other. Try those for dry eyes. They seem to work. We need more data on it, but generic fish oil capsules don't. More than 95% of the world's population is breathing unhealthy air. What do we do about it? Well, make sure you don't use wood burning or coal burning stove inside. And if you're using it, if you're barbecuing outside, natural gas is great as both for barbecuing and for, if you will, cooking, and don't have it near the vent that comes into your home. That is, you want to vent out away from your home. What's the states with the cleanest air? It's Hawaii. Cleveland, unfortunately, where I live, has some dirty air. China, India, these are really ridiculously dirty airs. Even Great Britain. So make sure you have the air you breathe is not inside with solid fuels like coal or like wood burning. You don't want those. If you're going to have it from a fireplace where you burn charcoal or wood, make sure it's closed and vents outside, not open and vents to your inside your house. Golden pathos, a great plant to have. There's some other plants. So what you should think about is, should I put plants around my house that grab up the air pollution? And remember, the further you live from a freeway or someplace where trucks are with diesel, the cleaner your air is likely to be, both inside and outside. Next story, we're going to talk a little bit about I've already talked about green tea supplements. Don't take them. Know the dose. And married people are less likely to die from melanoma. Why? Because you've got a buddy looking at your skin and encouraging you, if you've got anything that looks funny, to get help. So have your spouse look all over your body at your skin so you get healthy. I've got only a couple more stories to go through that have implications for what you do, but one of them is get a buddy to look at your skin, get a buddy to encourage you to get healthy all the time. Next story is about smoking pot hurts the teenage brain, but this is really unbelievable. They recovered their intellectual function. So when you look at it, their scores on attention, memory, and higher cognitive functions all fell about 30% within a day of smoking pot. But within 4 days, they came back to normal. What's the message here? Well, 4 days, they come back to normal, but we've only got 1 4-day period. What happens the next period? In the next period, if you smoke within that, do you have cumulative damage? We don't know. What we do know is that a 25-year-old guy smoking pot more often than once every 4 days has permanent brain damage or long-lasting brain damage. And a woman under 20 who smokes more often than once every 4 days also has permanent learning disability damage. So if your kids are under 25, tell them avoid marijuana, and everybody under 20 should avoid it. And if you're going to do it, smoking is not the way to do it. Eating it is, or an edible is, but in fact, I don't even believe that. You should do it very infrequently, no more than once a week, I would say. Liver transplants are better all around when you hold the ice. That is, what we used to do is perfuse livers. You'd take them from someone, you'd bring this perfusion machine to the hospital. You were getting the person who was dying's liver. So say they had a brain injury from falling or having a motorcycle crash, and they were just going to die. They had no return of brain function, but their heart was still pumping blood to their liver. You'd do a complex operation to get the liver, but you wouldn't just, you'd get the liver with all the ducts and the blood vessels, and you'd perfuse it with a cold solution, and then you'd quickly get it on a plane and hopefully within 8 hours transplant it. Well, now they found that, and then we, to make things simpler, we just put it in slush, that is ice slush, and it seemed to work just as well. Well, it turns out they've now studied it with warm perfusion, that is with the blood at 98 degrees, and it lasts twice as long, so you can be 24 hours or even farther away to make sure we don't lose livers. It'll give us a much greater chance to increase the liver transplants. And there are a lot of people, the baby boomers are having problems because they've had hepatitis C or gotten too obese and have non-alcoholic fatty liver disease that causes cirrhosis and that causes you to have a liver problem long term. And so liver transplants are a solution. And they found that you can almost double the supply by using warm solutions of real blood, perfuse them. No more slush, use warm perfusion. I talked to you about endoscopes already. Remember, get your colonoscopy first thing in the morning and try and get it from a hospital that really does follow it. Concussions, this is from anything. So really, we're going to have to figure out how to protect brains much better, because small concussions, that is, you get kicked in a swimming pool where you're studying to do, if you will, synchronized swimming, leading cause of concussions in women, even from soccer in boys, increases the risk of Parkinson's disease by about 50%. So it's not a huge number, but it, meaning it goes from about 1 in 100 people will develop Parkinson's disease to 1 in 70 will develop it with a concussion. Bad thing, and more concussions, more risk. Avoid damage if you can. So what have we done? Major things: don't use bulk caffeine and don't use many green tea supplements at a time. Space it out over the day so that you don't get injuries. And remember, try and breathe clean air. Be careful in how you barbecue and in how you cook inside and outside. This is Dr. Mike Roizen saying, you've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We want you to live at the top of your curve till very long, because a embryonic reboot may get to be possible, and you'll get much healthier. May you always live at the top of your curve. We have a new medical news that is right for you and that you can do something about every week. You, the Owner's Manual podcast comes out Tuesdays every week. We hope you'll download us. This is 889A. Tell your friends about us. Review us. Thanks very much for doing it. And remember, We have a great interview coming up. You'll want to hear it on 889B. I told you what it was all about before, so you're going to have to remember that because I can't remember because I did two of them today and I can't remember the other one. So you're going to have to download us and have fun with it. Randall, thanks for great engineering, but keep downloading us. Thanks a lot.